Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Captain Kane or Marijn.
And I'm Sam or Brace Boy. And this is episode 31.
31 already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should stop saying the already.
We're getting mature.
We're getting mature, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hope our listeners are happy that we came back this early, because we're building a little bit of consistency now. Like,
yes,
we're trying to upload again every week. We're trying to better our lives.
Yeah.
Let's say
we have a planning for that.
Yeah,
really.
We have a planning for that. We're working on it.
Yes.
Yeah, and we have a very this is not a regular crisp. This is something we haven't had before.
This is something that, yeah, as we in the Netherlands call for with the bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a snacky thing.
Yes.
What the Dutch word I would say in snackland, I would call this a buitencategorie. This is something special. This is something you don't see often.
This is not on a regular bottle, but
no.
On something festive.
Yeah, it's something festive. It's called Twiggles. The brand is called Twiggles, and what we're going to snack is cheese palmiers. It's made from puff pastry, cheese, and butter, because hey, there wasn't enough in the puff pastry
exactly
already, probably. it's in a box as well. I will include a picture of the box.
I think that would be great,
because people may not know this.
This makes it seem a little more fancy as well.
Yeah,
you say it's buiten categorie.
Yeah,
the outside category.
Yeah, and they're in a little plastic container. Inside of the cardboard box is a plastic container. I'm just describing for everybody that can't see them right now.
Yeah, because it doesn't crunch like a crisp bag when you open it.
We're opening up. I'm just diving right in. Okay. Yeah, they smell really puff pastry and really cheesy.
Take some already.
Yeah, I take a couple. And I believe you said last week that these are your favorites, right? Or one of your favorites, right?
Well, I like them a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe not a favorite.
Of the combination of puff pastry and cheese.
Yeah, the smell is very good. I like the smell.
It's salty and a bit cheesy.
Yeah, it's everything you want in a puff pastry snacky thingy.
Yes.
Yeah, they're the crunch is very good.
But not like a crisp.
No.
It's more like a cookie.
Yeah, it's a crunchy cookie. The cheese flavor is just very yummy. Yeah.
And a little buttery.
Yeah, it's good. These aren't the cheapest snacks around.
Well, there are different variants.
No.
This was one, and this one looked the most fancy that I wanted to try. But there are... You also have them as sticks.
Yeah.
The puff pastry sticks with cheese.
And yeah.
The flavor is, as I can recall, quite similar to this.
Yeah, but the sticks, they have a different texture. They're a little bit...
They're more flaky.
They're more flaky, yeah. Well, these are good. Should we do a quick roundup?
Yeah, let's do a short roundup.
Smell.
Good. Cheesy. Bit
salty. Flavor. Great, even. I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You taste the cheese, you taste the salt, you taste a little bit of the butter.
But it's not too much cheese.
It's not too much. The thing is that... Oh, sorry. I'm not... I wasn't talking into the microphone. The thing is that you you have to realize that these are addictive, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we still
I can testify, we still have to go to a dinner
afterwards, so
I've seen Brace Boy grab several of these after each other.
Yeah. No.
And me as well.
Texture is good as well, and it's a different kind of texture than a crisp, as you already said.
Yeah.
So it it might change up the game in a nice way. If you have, if you're having a party and you have a couple of nice crisps, like we recommended you in the past couple of episodes, and you maybe you even bought a couple of bottlenoches, like tiger noches or something, or then you could put this next to them because it's an all other experience to eat this. So you have like a nice little range, and they're also very good on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, well, there sometimes you want a crisp just to have something salty and something to eat, salty to eat.
Yeah. No. No, I really like them, and let's just give them a rating. What do you want to give them?
I'd say 4 bags. Maybe 4 bags out of 5, maybe 4.5 even, because I like them very much.
Yeah, let's just do the 4.5.
Okay.
I almost want to say 5. There's the
5. That good.
For me, this is very good.
If there were 5, we were finished.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But we still have some.
Yeah. It's not because we're not trying to finish the bag.
That's also true.
Now maybe we should confess that we still have to go to a dinner afterwards. So we
maybe we should put them away.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that.
Yeah. And then let's go on to the trivia because that's nicely related.
Mm-hmm.
Marijn. You prepared a trivia. It's all about these puff pastry cheese palmiers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you found something out.
Yeah, well, I already told you that there are several of these in the supermarket that can be found. Mm-hmm. And it appears this is very easy to make. The only thing you need is puff pastry and cheese and a little butter.
Yeah. And then you roll out the puff pastry.
You roll out puff pastry. I believe I don't know how thick exactly, but
yeah. You know what? A
couple of millimeters thick. Yeah.
We look up for a recipe. I will look up a recipe, and I will link to it in our description on our website. So if you're listening to this on one of the many podcast apps that we can be found at, just go to iratecrystals.com/CCR and then you will find this episode. And then with the description, and there will be a link in there.
With a recipe.
With a recipe in
cheese palmiers.
Yeah.
What we maybe should have said that in Dutch, it's kaas vlinders because they resemble butterflies in the ways they are shaped.
Yeah, but they also resemble like, it's a little bit of a bow form, like
a heart shape
in a way so you could call them cheese hearts as well, or maybe they are nice. They're just
but,
you will get a picture.
I was
of them.
Referring to this because it might look like you need a special shape to produce these, but
no.
But you don't. Just roll out a sheet of puff pastry, make a sort of cheese butter
combination.
Yeah,
smearable.
Then
probably.
Just
put it inside.
Smear. How do you call that?
Smear the butter cheese.
Yeah, just one inch off the sheet on both sides. Fold them.
Yep.
And repeat that step, and then eventually you have a small but thick shape, and then fold them towards the middle, and then you get these butterfly shapes.
Yeah, yeah. I that sounds
So if you wanted to do some do-it-yourself snacky, you can do this.
Yeah, you can just do it.
Great.
It's probably even not that expensive to do it.
No, you need puff pastry, butter, and cheese. So now we continue with the handicap life. And this is not necessarily based on handicapped thematics, but Brace Boy is working on an application for a PhD. He wants to go abroad to study something.
Now, you introduce it fine, but it's not really true what you just said on both accounts, because it's really disability teams. Because the team of the PhD that I want to do is the representation of people with a disability in the British Museum in London. And it's I just sent in the application. I'm not sure yet if I will get the position. It's just the deadline was today. So I think you will hear about this in like two episodes or something like that. And it's very exciting because the British Museum wants to take an effort to make people with a disability more represented in their collections, in their exhibitions, in their output, just as books. They create a lot of film and audio material, as you might know. They're trying to make an effort. It's very interesting, and but it wouldn't mean that I'm moving to London per se, because it has the opportunity that I would stay in the Netherlands for most of the PhD, and then I have to move there for a couple of months for the hands-on part of the research that has to be taken part in London. Because a lot of the research is just literature research, and you can do literature research, you can do that everywhere. I mean, where there are libraries, you can do literature research.
Is there a possibility you should go there to talk to certain people?
Yeah, but that's then in a later stage.
Okay.
So we will see what happens.
Sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting, I think. And I think it's also very interesting for our podcast, because I'm going to learn a lot about the history of people with a disability, which is exciting, I think.
Which we did address in our last show.
Yeah, indeed. In our last, you mean stage show?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Last week we didn't talk about that, but yeah. No, and what I do want to recommend, there is a new book out. It's called Crippled. It's by Francis Ryan, and it's about being disabled in Great Britain and how it being disabled has been politicalized, and how politicians use it now as an excuse to get a lot of their plans through Parliament and stuff like that. And I didn't read the book yet, because it just came out last week and I ordered it. So it should be here anytime, and I will read it, and then maybe I can we can talk about a couple of interesting facts out in the book. I think that will be interesting for us.
I guess so. I already thought the what you said about the politicizing things about crippled. Yeah, of course you can ask yourself the question, are they doing this just to get votes, or are they really do they really want to change something?
Yeah.
But then still you could wonder, is that a bad thing if they just want to get votes with that, if they are really going to do what they're saying that they're going to do?
True. Yeah, that's an interesting notion. Yeah, we should look into this. We should
maybe after you've read the book.
Maybe there are other sources that we should look into as well for this topic. But
if you have an opinion on this, please let us know.
Yeah, leave a comment. But enough about that, Marijn. You have some exciting news as well, because next week you are starring or performing? What should I say?
What's the difference?
Performing really is just like you are one of the performers, and starring is like, hey, I'm the big main man.
Well, I do have quite a prominent role.
Yeah.
But basically, we all have, because we don't have
that many
people
in the cast
performing.
Yeah. So, long story short, Marijn is performing in a play, in a theater play.
I am.
It's not a comedic role per se. I don't know a lot about this, so I'm just gonna ask you some questions, and if I can't ask this question, or if it's still,
I will let you know.
Can you tell us a little bit what the play is about?
Well, it's about growing up and refusing to grow up, but then eventually take rest in the fact that you grow up. I think it's very interesting. It's put in kind of a dark setting.
Yeah.
But still humorful. So if just come and see. It's not it's not like Romeo and Juliet heavy, dramatic or anything.
There is a little bit of comedy in there, right? There
yes.
is a little bit of fun,
well, yeah, but it's
laughable
not,
stuff.
It's not that it's beneath the surface.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I understand. And why? You are a stand-up comedian, and you're quite. You've made. Two,
I try to be.
You've made two shows on Edinburgh Fringe. I've brought two shows to Edinburgh Fringe. Why did you make this change to now also play as an actor? Or
well, I wanted to see the other side of it. When we were rehearsing for our last shows with our director, Eline Rotte.
Yeah.
She's also the director of this play.
Yeah.
And
she wrote it as well, right?
Yes. And I, when we were rehearsing for our Fringe shows, I already said I also want to try out just performing as an actor. So that is what I'm doing now.
Okay.
And boy, is it different.
Yeah.
It is different.
I can understand. No, okay. And when is it again? Can you tell? It's in Amsterdam, right?
It's in Amsterdam in Feemtheater.
Feemtheater. That's
Van
Diemenstraat. Number 433, I believe.
And it is the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th of June.
Yeah, and then it's at 8 o'clock, and then on
The 28th and the 29th, yes, it's an evening show.
Yeah.
And the 30th is an afternoon show.
Yeah, this
is
at 3 p.m., right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, you can find more information about this show on our website. Again, you can come to our website, iratecrisps.com, and then you will find the button tours and or upcoming shows, and then Marijn's performance is listed there, so you can look it up there. I mean, the listeners. Should we maybe go to the round up?
We can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
So, we talked about the Twiggles cheese palmiers.
Or kaasvlinders in Dutch.
Cheese butterflies, cheese hearts.
And I told you how to make them yourself.
Yeah.
So,
go do that.
That would be our flavor saver of the day.
Yeah, make them
just
yourself.
Just make these yourself.
Yeah, and don't worry, it's going to be tasty. It's gonna
I
be
guess
tasty.
So.
Yeah.
Brace Boy is going to put up a recipe in the description here.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna look
everything
up a recipe.
Is going to be all right.
Yeah.
Try it out. It will be great.
Yeah. Then we talked about my PhD plans.
Yes.
That are all quite preliminary and not really.
But still, you're going to read the book.
I'm gonna read. Yeah, but I read a lot of books to do this.
Yes,
to do the
okay,
proposal
but this
already.
This one is especially about cripples. It is crippled.
Yeah. All the other books were about disability studies and stuff. But you're right. Now we're gonna talk about that more in upcoming episodes. Marijn is playing in a play. The dates are on our website. Go look it up. It's not that expensive. A ticket is like €7. Yeah, that's. And it's in Amsterdam. For our Dutch listeners, be there or be a pancake. Next time,
or a cheese palmier.
Or a cheese palmier. What's on the menu for next time, Marijn?
Next time we have a special one. We are not going to ask you what you want to hear because my friend John Yesterhout, we've talked about him
before. He's famous on the podcast.
He went to Japan and he brought back a bag of crisps. So we're going to rate that bag of crisps.
This might come over this insensitive, but why does he go to Japan this often? Because the last time he went to
his wife.
Yeah,
his wife is Japanese.
Okay, his female is Japanese. Okay,
His wife is Japanese.
Yeah,
and they have a child together.
And that's half.
So they go to Japan to show the child to the Japanese grandparents.
Yeah, and
as well.
Yeah. Okay, now sounds interesting. And so you don't have to vote, people. So you don't have any responsibility for the next episode, dear listeners. That's easy.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. And until next time,
that is how the crisp crunches.